Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Patient care will be undermined if a new national oral health policy fails to provide for postgraduate and lifelong learning for dentists. That's according to the Royal College of Surgeons Ireland Faculty of Dentistry. To discuss this further, I'm joined by Dr. John Marley, who's Dean of the Faculty of Dentistry at the Royal College of Surgeons Ireland. Dr. Marley, good evening.
Good evening, Miriam. Thanks very much for your kind invite.
Not at all. What are your particular areas of concern? And they revolve, I understand, around both the education of dentists and the ongoing education of dentists.
Yes. Well, I suppose if we take it from the perspective of what you, for example, as a mother or a wife or a daughter would want for you and your family, I suspect you and I would want assurance that our system of dental care delivery in the Republic of Ireland is at least as good as any other first world country dental healthcare system. And the Faculty of Dentistry would say that we have three tests for that. One is that when someone graduates as a dentist from a dental school as a safe beginner, they're afforded the opportunity of support and mentoring and protected time to transition into the workplace at a time when they're actually quite vulnerable. Any employer, we would argue, worth its salt should know that the most precious resource is their workforce. And that's why we seek a foundation year of training in the workplace that currently isn't available to dentists, but is to our medical colleagues.
So that's the first area.
The second test would be that for these same dentists, as they progress in their postgraduate careers, that there are governance structures and safeguarding structures in place that ensures that they can access quality assured postgraduate learning and training, and that their uptake of that learning and training is at least comparable to their peers. Now, the responsibility for that monitoring is the sole competent authority, and that's the Irish Dental Council. And they should in turn have the capacity to ensure that that's the case. But this requires funding, and it certainly requires an updating of the legislation, which currently languishes in the 1980s.
Okay, and is there a third element?
The third test would be that any system of healthcare needs leaders, and the Faculty of Dentistry would argue that these same dentists should be afforded the same access as doctors and indeed other professionals to train further to become experts in their field as specialists and consultants. And this, to me, is a no-brainer. It's a basic investment by the country in its health, the future of its health. It's good for the dentist, it's brilliant for the patient, and it's good for the country. And I hope this is taken into account in the healthcare strategy.
Okay, but if at the moment we don't have a proper mentoring and support for young dentists coming into the system, we don't have, if you like, an apprenticeship for them, if we don't have a postgraduate structure for those who should be undertaking continuous education, and we don't have that leaders program you talk about, is the dental system fit for purpose?
Well, we are in distinct danger in terms of the future of dentistry. We have to be careful that we're not just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic for a better view of the iceberg. I think what you see in the undergrad or the initial years post-graduation is that these same individuals, there's an exodus from the Republic of Ireland, which is a great pity and probably not what we're investing in their undergraduate education. And then they have to seek in competition with colleagues, for example, across the Irish Sea in terms of these foundation programmes which are present within the UK. And it would be, I think, problematic to have them return into a system once they're lost. So it's really a big problem that's up ahead for dentistry and the governance of dentistry if this isn't addressed now.
And is there no requirement among dentists in this country that they have to engage in, continuing professional development similar to the medical profession, continue to remain registered and operate as dentists?
They are advised to seek continual professional development, and that professional development is currently assessed by the Irish Dental Council in terms of certificates that sign off on the quality assurance of that. But it is not mandatory, and it is not mandatory because the legislation is out of date. The last legislation for dentists was 1984. It needs to be brought up to date so that that is a comparable governance structure as compared, for example, with the NHS.
So
in the UK.
It can happen here, and I know professionals will be interested in continuing to update their skills, but a dentist coming out of dental school need never again go into any professional upscaling or training to keep their skills abreast of modern developments if they choose not to.
Well, in theory, that's the case, but it's expected and certainly taught at undergraduate level that these are professionals and that they have a duty of care to their patients. But what I am putting to you and your audience is that at the moment there is no governance governance structure in place that requires this to be mandatory.
And that is your message, is that to the Minister for Health?
It's my message, it's our message as a Faculty of Dentistry responsible for quality assurance through postgraduate education and examination to everyone that cares to listen, but most importantly the patient, the public, because you're at the receiving end of this. And I think the general dental practitioners are also, and have been for many years, trying to get something similar in place, and I get a sense that our Department of Health is really not listening to this.
But who would control the delivery of continued training and apprenticeships and so on?
Well, I think it would be a mixed economy, but the overarching governance, the control of that would be through the Irish Dental Council.
And at the moment, they don't do it. And should the drive and initiative, you're pushing for it, but should the drive and initiative to do it come from the Dental Council?
Well, I think, as I had said at the outset, it requires internal investment. So the danger here is that the Department of Health has a zero-sum game in mind. They're taking from Peter to pay Paul. And actually, this needs an injection of cash to increase the capacity of our colleagues in the Irish Dental Council to be able to undertake their duties comparable to the General Dental Council in the UK, for example, or any other first world country. And in addition, then, that responsibility of delivery of this professional postgraduate education would be a shared responsibility between the societies there, Dental Association, for example, or the Faculty of Dentistry, or the universities. But the main thing to our mind is this first vulnerable year. There is no foundation year for these young dentists coming in to a busy practice. They are going to be buffeted by what they see and experience in their first year, unlike their medical colleagues who are required to have a foundation year of training before they are qualified as independent practitioners.
All right, Dr. John Marley, Dean of the Faculty of Dentistry at the Royal College of Surgeons Ireland. Thank you very much.